So I'll start off with one of the most simplistic differences between most data center contracts. And maybe a quick way to break it down is that you have colocation service providers, which are third-party operators of data centers, and they lease that space out to tenants. And so you'll have companies like Equinix, Digital Realty, QTS, CyrusOne, CoreSite. Those are all publicly traded REITs. QTS is actually just taken private by Blackstone. And then you have a number of private developers like Skybox that build and lease out space for third-party tenants. You also have enterprise customers that build their own facilities. That because of the costs and how efficient multi-tenanted space has become, you're really only seeing that today with the large, what we call hyperscalers, which would be your cloud service providers and Amazon, Oracle, IBM, Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, and others like that, that are building at such tremendous scale that the economics make sense. The benefit you get today by leasing from a colocation provider as opposed to building for yourself is a purposeful data center developer is going to have premier sites. Hazard risk mitigation, things like that are very important for these sites. And acquiring the amount of power needed in an efficient way is also really critical. When you go multi-tenant, you also share redundancy. So you can build a much more redundant facility with more backup that's distributed across all of the tenants. When you have multiple tenants across a larger facility, which decreases the chance of failures, which is the number one issue with data centers is downtime, typically. Most data centers cannot go down. If you think about using a banking application or accessing, an online education platform, if your data center is not working and you're not able to access those services, then a lot of businesses are losing revenue. We've seen that play out really real time with airlines. Delta had a tremendous outage a few years ago, and there's eight figures in losses from a revenue standpoint just because their ticketing systems got all messed up and booking flights and all that stopped. So it's mission critical operations. So we've seen a big pivot from the enterprise. Universities are very much a part of this. Hospital systems, banks. And other large enterprise users moving into third-party colocation facilities. There are typically two structures for the contract between a user and the operator. And what we're seeing more and more of is what's called a master services agreement versus a lease. And so that's going to be very similar to what you would see between a software services provider or a third-party cloud provider or some kind of vendor relationship than what you would traditionally see in real estate, which would be a lease. Typically, from a tenant's point of view, a lease should be preferred. It has stronger tenant protections. And so you see those often on the larger full single tenant leased facilities. But it can be hard to achieve in multi-tenant facilities just because the large REITs have moved to an environment where they really prefer MSAs. So if you're not a tenant of scale, it can often be hard to find an operator that's willing to sign a lease document. The private developers and owners tend to be more open to that than the publics, but we've achieved public companies to agree to leases as well. Master services agreements are often viewed as preferable by the tenant because the IT organization, which is often driving the data center requirement, is usually more comfortable working in an MSA. That's more typical for the other services that they order and use. And so using an MSA feels comfortable. I think if you're the council, on an opportunity representing an end user, it's always better to push for a lease if you can. There's just stronger legal protection in most states around a lease. There are different types of leases to consider. The most typical are turnkey data center leases. And so this is where the landlord is providing everything up to basically what we would call the RPP, but the basically up to the cabinet. So from the power utility connection to the facility, which will be run through a UPS uninterruptible power supply, which is connected to a generator system, which then serves your data center to prevent outages. So the way it works is power comes into the building from the utility, your data center is running, your computers are running. If there's an outage, that battery, that uninterruptible battery supply, uninterruptible power supply, UPS, catches the load for some period of time while the generators start up and then transition the load to the generators until power is restored. So all of that infrastructure is extremely expensive. And then you have a lot of cooling equipment associated with it to make sure that you're able to achieve the proper temperatures within the data halls. And so a turnkey lease includes all of that infrastructure. So all the tenant is responsible for are the racks and the servers that sit in those racks and the conveyance or the fiber connections and network connections between those racks. And so those are typically paid for on top of the lease rate. But these lease rates are a monthly per KW or per megawatt, kilowatt or megawatt of dedicated critical infrastructure. So if you had 1 megawatt of load, which would be 1,000 kilowatts, the provider is guaranteeing you access to 1 megawatt of consistently available power that is redundant throughout the term of the lease. And so if you need more than that, you increase your lease. If you're using less than that, you're typically still on the hook to pay for the entire critical load of what's being dedicated to you, because all that infrastructure that was procured is solely dedicated to the tenant that's using it. So there's some advantages to structuring leases this way, because it puts all of the downside risk on the landlord from an outage standpoint. If there's an issue with the facility, and we'll talk about this, there's service level agreements that ensure that those facilities are maintained and remain up. There's two different types typically of a turnkey lease: gross plus E, which is electric, or all in. And so on larger deals, and larger really now today is 250 kilowatts and above, we're seeing tenants prefer a gross plus E model if they can achieve it, usually, which means they're paying a base rent per month for the infrastructure, which is again applied per KW. And then they're actually sub-metered on their electric consumption. So while they have all this dedicated infrastructure that they're paying for every month, they're only paying for the electricity that they use. So a lot of times you'll see that these facilities, you know, if you're a retailer, for example,